This Sunday is the 40th anniversary of Live Aid, the massive concert that took place in both London and Philadelphia in 1985 to raise money for famine relief in Ethiopia. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports a group of 30 Philadelphia musicians will recreate iconic songs from the original Live Aid in a concert to raise money for leukemia treatment.
Paula Holloway was not at JFK Stadium in the summer of 1985. She had just graduated from high school and was launching her career as a professional singer. Later, she toured with Patti LaBelle. At this weekend's Live Aid anniversary tribute concert, she will recreate the version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow that LaBelle had sung at Live Aid 40 years earlier.
I'm trying to do it in a way that people will reflect back to when she did it. I try not to go too far away from what people expect. That's really what people relate to, the feelings that a song allows them to have. That whole event brought everybody together, races, colors, creeds, religious beliefs or not, it all brought us together as a community. But that's the power of music too.
Live Aid was the largest live concert ever, with an estimated 1.9 billion people watching on television. It generated over $100 million for famine relief. It featured the biggest rock and pop acts of the time, including Queen, Led Zeppelin, Run DMC, Madonna, David Bowie, Tina Turner. 90,000 people packed JFK Stadium in South Philly. But David Sweeney, also known as Johnny Showcase, was not among them.
I was dancing to my radio, listening to El DeBarge. I was 5 years old. I had no idea that this was going on.
Also not at the original Live Aid was Dito Van Reigersberg, known as Martha Graham Cracker. He was just 12 years old in 1985. Nevertheless, Reigersberg and Sweeney and 28 other musicians will deliver some of the anthems of Live Aid. Most of the people on stage at the tribute concert were not at the original, but Reigersberg said it was a critical moment in rock history that deserves to be repeated.
Anytime a group of people get together and think about people other than themselves, it's something to be celebrated. Living in the moment that we are now, where I think there's some debate about whether people should help other people or not, this is our doubling down on the idea that reaching out to other people and helping them and caring about them is a worthwhile thing to do. Don't let the sun
go down on me. The Martha Graham Cracker Cabaret and Friends Live Aid Tribute Concert will be performed at Uni Transfer on Sunday evening. Reigersberg, who underwent leukemia treatment a couple years ago, will donate proceeds to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News. I'm losing everything. It's like the sun.